Профессор Дворецкий, everybody knows about your paper together with Erdős and Kakutani about some properties of Brownian motions. Can you please tell something about the history of this paper?
Not that I think it's a very interesting subject, but I first met Erdős in, was it 48, I believe, early 48. And then we, you know, Erdős immediately starts talking and working mathematics. So we started working together on some problem, and as Sarah recalls, the typical conversation that she had is, Erdős talking for 10 minutes, and I saying, I don't understand the word. Then I talking for a few minutes, and he said, I don't understand the word. And that way it went for a long time, until we finally did have a paper which was told with some nice results. Then I happened to see an old paper of Paul Levis, of 39. And it turned out that in this paper, Paul Levis, you know, the paper in the American Journal of Mathematics, in some obscure place, not even a theorem, was our result, a much better result, and a very elegant proof. So nothing came out of it. Then, a year later, in 49, there was a seminar in the summer in Illinois, where there were a number of mathematicians, not a large group. Among them were Dub, Kailai-Tsung, Kakutani, Erdős, and myself. And then we started, Erdős and Kakutani and I, our work on the Brownian motion, which again went about that way, with this sort of description. I think that Erdős probably contributed most of, certainly very many ideas, though he didn't like to write things up. And then we separated, and after a year or two wrote the first paper, and then every time we met, we continued to work on the same subject. And that's a curious thing is once we worked for a summer together, and then we had a series of three papers prepared. One of which had to be, we decided that each of us will write one of the papers. So finally, after a long, long time, Kakutani wrote his, I wrote mine, and suddenly one day I get a letter from Taylor, in which the fourth paper assigned to Erdős appears, now bearing a preliminary version also the name of Taylor on it. Because when Erdős was in England, he found that S.J. Taylor was working also on the same kind of problem. So he took him in into the kolkhoz, and it was a preliminary version, but a very lucid and good one. Essentially the final form of the paper. So that's how I came also to write the joint paper with Taylor before Kakutani and I ever met Taylor. As you all know, we lost during the War of Independence our campus, which is now an island in Arab territory. At present, the university has a new and very nice campus. But for a long time, we are lost in many places around town. And in particular, mathematics was taught in an annex of the King David Hotel. And we had a very small and congested place, one class upstairs, one class downstairs, and so. And the one downstairs was actually a store to which one could get just from outside. There was no other way to get in. And I remember one day I was teaching a class there. I think it was statistical mechanics class, and it was Friday morning, and suddenly the door opens, and an old beggar comes in and starts soliciting from the students around the classroom, starts soliciting some money for contributions. So I asked him to get out, and when he would not get out, I finally got to him and took him under the elbow and conducted him, pushed him towards the way out. So he first of all, told me, give me a pound that I'll get out. And then when I wouldn't do that, then he shouted, I'll say it in Hebrew first, Ani zaken v'chacham v'ata chamor. I am an old man in the faith and you are an ass. And so then I took him up to the door, and then when he was moving out, I gave him some money when he was already out. When I told this to my colleagues, they told him a fool, because now he'll know if he turns every Friday at the same time to collect this ounce from me. But as it happened, he did not.